Hi everybody, how are you? I'm here to talk about another Let's Talk, and as the title says, I'm gonna talk about one style, one method of creating animation, which is called stop motions. And you know, it's an old method. In the past, they didn't have computers and, you know, 3D method, and because of that they had to do this method because it was easy in those times. But nowadays it doesn't seem and sound rational and logical thing to do, because we have, you know, computers and, you know, 3D method, and, you know, 3D method is much more easier than, you know, I will explain why, much more easier than, you know, stop motion method. But still, one company is, you know, creating animation by this method, and it's amazing. You know, I love this method very, very much. I can't express it in the words. You know, I think it's, you know, I love this animation. You know, for example, as you might know, my favorite animation is Coraline. And Coraline is stop motion animation. You know, I like this method and the animation. Why? First of all, I think, you know, it's magic, it's awesome, it's amazing, and it's like a miracle, you know, creating miracle and, you know, magic. You know why? Let me explain the method a little. I'm not technical, but I know the method a little. So, you know, how do they and do they create this animation, and how is it the method? Then, you know, this method is based on dolls. You know, puppies. They use puppies and little small puppies and dolls, and you know, and a camera. It's obvious. And with every single motion, that's why they call it stop motion. With every single tiny movement and frame, they take camera, they take photos. You know, for example, 1 second of, you know, one movement, one motion, they take photo. And another motion, they take photo of the puppies. You know, they change the position of puppies, and you know, they move them and take photos from them. And you know, every second, you know, it's very goddamn hard and difficult way. You know, you can't even imagine that. I can't even either. You know, it's very hard and difficult, and I think some men say that they are crazy to do it nowadays when we can, you know, use computers and 3D method. You know, it's very hard. Every single motion, you know, taking photos from them, and together, you know, I don't know, you know, how many in each second. I have heard in Coraline, for example, in each second, you know, I think 140 frames, 40 motions and 40 photos. Wow, it's very hard, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of work, you know. And I don't know, together these millions of photos and tiny movements, you know, they will be about 1.5 hour animation. millions photos, I don't know, together. You know, animation means that, you know, animation means giving soul to something that isn't alive. It's the meaning of animation. And I think this method, a stop motion method, is awesome and amazing and miracle. You know, I don't exaggerate about that. That's the truth. You know, yeah, it's miracle, you know, just by moving something again and again in different positions, in puppies, dolls, and take photos from them and together creating the animation, you know, it's very magical. And we don't see this magical thing in 3D method. And you know, it's magic, as I said, and I repeat it again. And you know, another reason that I love this animation is because, you know, they are real. You know, every single thing that we know, you know, is made by some by some hands of some man. You know, is handcraft. You know, that's real. You know, everything in the animation real. And because of that, maybe they attract us rather than 3D that is based on computers and not real too much. And yeah, you know, and most of these, I don't know why, but most of these animation are scary. Most of them are scary. I don't know why, and fearful. For example, I can mention some famous stop motion method animations, like the old one, like, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas in 1994, I think, by, you know, a great director, Tim Burton. Tim Burton is a famous director, and he as well has made, you know, Corpse Bride, and it's as well a stop motion animation. And you know, but the company that nowadays, the specific company I can mention that nowadays create these kind of animation, you know, its name is Laika. You know, and the first animation they have made is Coraline in 2009, and you know, Paranorman, Kubo and the Two Strings, and some other animation. It's a new, you know, it's a new company, and you know, it's a very hard method, but because of that, I admire them. That they are very, very patient. And yeah, and one of the most favorite animation by this method is Coraline, as I said. And to show more knowledge to you guys, I will put a video about 2 minutes, a short video about 2 minutes, that, you know, it's about the behind the scene of the Coraline animation, and how they create these animations. You know, it's in, you know, پشت صحنه کوتاه in Persian, in equivalent. Yeah, that's it. I hope it was helpful and you enjoyed it. I hope so. And thank you very much for your listening. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. And bye for now.